The new U.S. Senate will have 10 new members, 8 Republicans and 2 Democrats. 2 of the new senators also will be the chamber's youngest, though they both had fathers in politics. John Sununu of New Hampshire, a Republican, is currently a U.S. House member. His father was New Hampshire governor and White House chief of staff to the first President Bush. Senator-elect Mark Pryor, a Democrat, is Arkansas Attorney General. His father was a U.S. Senator and Arkansas governor. Each, starting with Senator-elect Sununu, says he's armed with a mandate.
I think you come here to represent the citizens that send you to Washington to work on the issues that you said you would work on during the campaign.
Mr. Pryor, how about you?
I think I do have a mandate, and that is to work with everybody and take the best ideas from both parties or from wherever they may come, and try to do us right and do us best for, you know, not just my state but for the nation. I think people are absolutely fed up with the highly partisan nature of what they see and come out of Washington, and I think they are hoping that their elected officials will put their partisanship aside and try to form more partnerships and try to do what's right and not just try to do what's partisan.
How are you going to do that? Both of you come from political families. You grew up on political squabbling.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm sure John's the same way. I mean, I've seen a lot of good things in politics, and I've seen a lot of bad things in politics. And even though I'm only 39 years old and he's 38 years old, I know that, you know, there's a lot of good and bad that we have to work with in Washington, and I just want to get up here and try to make it better and make the system work like the Founding Fathers designed it.
And we can't shy away from the fact that we do have two parties. There's a difference in philosophy on a number of issues. But over the last 2 years, we saw a bipartisan education reform bill, a measure to cut taxes. We've seen a bipartisanship now with the completion of work on the Homeland Security bill. And I think next session we'll see a real bipartisan effort to reform Medicare. I do hope that at the end of the day, extending the tax cuts and making them permanent is a bipartisan effort. And there'll be other issues where there's going to be a difference of opinion. If we didn't have a difference of opinion in this country, then we wouldn't need political parties. But I think the political parties at the end reflect one of the healthier aspects of our democracy.
You've got some issues before you, though. I mean, you could be part of a wartime Senate very soon.
Well, in effect, we are part of a wartime Senate. The country's never had to deal with the threat of global terrorism in the way that we have in the past year. And the seriousness of that mission and the legislation that we deal with to address the war on terrorism, I think, will mark the next session in both the House and Senate.
And how do you pay for that war, Mr. Pryor? Do you roll back the tax cuts of the Bush administration?
Well, I think, you know, it's critical that we're strong abroad. But in order to be strong abroad, we have to be strong at home. And we've got to get our economy moving in the right direction. John and I have a disagreement a little bit on the tax cuts. I think instead of me committing today to make them permanent, I want to wait and see whether to decide to make them permanent or not. We don't know how long this recession will last. We don't know how long the war on terrorism will last. I'm a kind of a moderate Democrat when it comes to tax policy. I'm always looking for ways to cut taxes. But at the same time, we have to be responsible. And my commitment is to balance the budget, pay off the national debt. And if we would be disciplined right now and do that, we would have long-term all kinds of flexibility to really lower taxes in a very meaningful way.
Republicans, now soon to be in the majority again, would like some action on judicial appointments.
And I'm sure we'll see it. Being in the majority, it will make it easier at least to move appointments through a committee, having their nomination brought to the Senate floor for a fair up and down vote. And I think that's the least that we can expect from the process.
And then what happens to them?
Well, you know, the judicial nomination process sort of symbolizes some of the partisan nature of what you see in Washington. I think primarily when you get to judicial candidates, you look at two things, basically. First, their qualifications. And second, can they be fair and impartial? You know, these are lifetime appointments. They're very serious appointments. Probably because of my background in the Attorney General's office, I'm a person that does not like to see judges with agendas. I like to see judges that will be fair and impartial and will administer justice.
President Bush campaigned in both of your states, obviously with mixed results. You feel he helped you, I'm sure, Mr. Sununu.
That's important. For any candidate, it gives them exposure in the earned media, so voters look a second time at the issues they're talking about. And we talked about the economy and national security, and in the end, it made a difference.
Didn't help your opponent in Arkansas.
Well, we had an all-star parade of Republicans coming through Arkansas this election cycle, and we just welcomed them all in. We have so much respect for the president, just as a person in the office, and Vice President Cheney, and everybody else that came down. And I think people in our state understand that this race is not about the president. It's not about who's going to be in the majority in the Senate. It really is about the two individuals running and who can best serve them in Washington, D.C.
So you're not a bit concerned about your party's identity crisis right now?
I'm really not. And the reason I'm not is because the Democratic Party is a very diverse party. And our diversity is our strength. And I know sometimes it drives people crazy because Democrats are so different, one from the other, and state to state, region to region. We may not have as crisp of a message. We may not have the four or five issues that we can go back to time and time and time again that we all agree on and we all speak with one voice on. But we're the Democratic Party. And it's kind of like Will Rogers said, I'm not a member of an organized political party. I'm a Democrat.
The other good one is Democrats form their firing squads in a circle.
Yeah, well, there's some of that too.
You guys are rookies. I mean, are you going to be quiet and sit on your hands for a couple of years and find your way around and then speak up, or are you going to just bolt right out there and establish something in the first term?
Well, the short answer is, at least to the first question, is no, and to the second is probably a qualified maybe. There are very good people coming into the Senate. And I think as an incoming class or as a group of new members of the Senate, you'll find that we're a fairly strong voice for a new class, that we're able to be effective because of the different kinds of experience that we share. Mark talked about the fact that he's been attorney general in Arkansas. We have a couple of new senators that have run for president before. Now, that really is great experience, understanding both politics and policy that you need in order to be effective in a body like the Senate.
You got plans?
Well, we got all kinds of plans, and certainly I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things I want to accomplish, but I also realize that there's 99 other people I've got to deal with, and then I've got to take it down the hallway there to the other 435, and we can never forget about the House of Representatives because they're equal partners in this. So we're going to work very hard to try to get things done, and I'm excited about the challenges of it.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Senators-elect Mark Pryor, an Arkansas Democrat, and John Sununu, a New Hampshire Republican.